Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Strixhaven Orphan Society. Thank you for joining us on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcast, our faces are pretty amazing looking, so you should just hop over to YouTube, check us out at BP Fun, and look for the purple logo. We're a Dungeons & Dragons meets Harry Potter-themed campaign that records bi-weekly. There is another campaign running called the Green Cloak Adventures. That's our homebrew D&D. That runs at the same time, but the off week. So if you need your fix next week, you know where to go. So on to introductions. I am Voices Of, and I will be the Dungeon Master for this campaign, wrangling in all of these crazy characters into a somewhat railroaded set of dungeon placing. And I'm going to pass it right off to Zeus to get on with our PCs.
Hi, Zeus here. I play the lovable British accent slime known as Glixnorglax, who he's got some secrets of his own, apparently. I also have glasses now. They're reading glasses, though. I just use them for TV stuff. I have a UV filter on. Anyways, that's not important.
I thought you were talking about your character.
No, yeah. No. He doesn't need glasses. I was like,
wait, that's new.
It's just a blob with glasses now.
Whenever I feel smart, like, I just do like a glasses emoji
on
there.
How do those stay on then?
It's actually a part of me.
I just stick it to the...
You know what? What's up, everybody? I am Relatable Panda. I voice Lucy, the sock-loving elf who is just trying to befriend the slime.
Hey, everyone. I'm Colson Mason. I voice Raz, the... What's so funny?
No, I did a double take and it threw him off guard.
I voice Raz, the antisocial dragonborn, who is an apple bobbing champion, and I'll never let you live that down.
You are never letting me live that down.
Long live the champ.
Long live the king.
I'm taking that belt.
All right, this is Chemistry Sloth voicing Galaxy. That's all I got today.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah. Last but not least.
All right, I'm Dev. I play Zomus or Zom. And let's get it.
Beautiful.
Alrighty. So, quick recap of what happened last week. They solved the puzzle. And Glix got a new memory, well, a memory that was from his past that was unlocked by a...
I recovered my memories.
Burst of arcane energy. Essentially, he had a modified memory spell cast on him for this specific situation. They went down the elevator, which was literally just a levitating donut of rock. Once they got to the very bottom... a couple of lights flickered on about 60 feet out in three different directions, giving three different tunnels. We had the party roll some dice, and the party has decided to split. You guys can decide if you want, like, little fire squad names or anything like that, little fire team names.
Was 141.
Okay.
We're Alpha
or we
Bravo.
Can just move on. So... First half is going to be Raz and Galati, which
that's
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And
The
next set is going to be Zilm, Lucy, and Glix. So
wait, I just came up with a great name for us. We're Glix and the Norlax. Glix and the Norlaxes. That's our
Glix and the Pokers, because weren't both of them the first ones to poke you?
I was not.
He was poker. Not. No,
it
that
was Galati and
Zilm.
If I had Galati instead, then yeah, we'd be Glix and the Pokers.
Glix and the Pokers. All right.
For an indie band.
Beside those facts. So right now I am just going to, I'm going to shift this around just a little bit so that I can snag you guys and move you into the next grouping when we need to. But for right now, we'll set it up just like that. All right. So party is split. So I'm going to let you guys figure out either flip a coin, whoever decides to go first into the hallways and which hallways you guys want to go into. So I'm going to let you guys all see, everyone look down the hallways. 60 feet is what you have distance wise. Those with dark vision can only see up to 60 feet. So you still can't see past those. So there are just three identical looking tunnels.
I'm going to the far right.
Areas on the far right?
Yeah.
Okay, far right, right then. For we go. The group of three. And what's the dynamic duo want to run?
Far left.
Yes, far left, what he said.
Far right, far left.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Excited about that one. All right.
Oh, God.
Good luck, Charlie.
Okay. So, I'm going to have, like, one per... Galati and Lucy. Pick a number, one or two.
Two.
Ooh. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Galati. All right, so you guys go first, actually. That was all that I did. I just picked a number. And
great number picking.
W number selection.
All right. So, Galati and Raz, as you start walking down this left side hallway, as you start to move, you do notice that the further into it you get, these lights actually arcanely... magically, I don't know why I thought arcanely, magically start lighting as you further yourselves into it. However, the ones farther back keep getting snuffed, essentially. So as you're walking, this looks like a just run-of-the-mill, almost identical to the types of hallways you have seen in Strixhaven. However, you are getting up to the room... and you start to see that there is a little bit more light in this area. So I am going to... So what you guys look into is a classroom, like you guys have seen all this time. However, this classroom has tons of desks and chairs piled up through the entire place. Some of them busted, some of them fallen, some of them turned in different ways. So I'm going to just switch you guys over to see this room. Ooh, so this is what you guys are looking at. So you guys just have entered in. There are all the lighting that's in there. That's all you see. So what would you guys like to do upon entering this room?
Is there anything that stands out as soon as I go in?
Give me a perception check.
There.
First roll of the perception. Night.
Perception. Not a shabby number.
Okay. So far, nothing really catches your eye. Everything is strewn all over the place. There's not like an actual system to anything. And you don't really know why exactly. But yeah, that's about all you guys see. So you guys can talk amongst yourselves, figure out these, how you want to.
Are they solid desks or do they have like cabinets in them and stuff?
Some of them are solid desks. Some of them are like similar to the tables that you guys had in your room. There's a couple that are desks you'd see at school, like very small ones. Then there's ones that are more like office desks or like teachers' desks that are a little bit larger. There are some cabinets, not cabinets, but like drawers on right sides and left sides of some of them. Some of the drawers are, you know, out completely. Some are busted off. The hinges to some of them are up. Even some of them are on top of the desks. This room just looks like a mess of craziness.
Can I search through one of the drawers? Or one's with drawers?
Yeah. Which drawer do you want to search? You can just move your character about.
Just move to this one. It's the closest.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
Alright. Hey!
Still loading in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. I
haven't received that roll.
I rolled it from the website.
Oh, from D&D Beyond?
Yeah.
Silly goose. Mm-hmm. Not sending it here. That. Usually that works for you, but it seems like it is not.
Well, it's kind of because I reset my laptop and I don't have anything.
Yep, that will do it, because you need a plug-in.
Looks like you're going to have to re-roll it, buddy.
Wait, that was a 20. That was a 22.
That's tough. Because that doesn't count since I can't see. That's a big oof.
Yeah, it was.
Right, so I'll just add the bonus for investigation plus 3.
If you click the investigation, you just... Oh.
Okay, well, ooh. I didn't mean to do that. I was supposed to...
Oh,
I'm mess with
well,
this.
You got the two part right.
Yeah, I see a 2 and 2.
Yep. Just missing a 0 at the end of it, and you're right there.
As you get to this desk,
whoops!
Wow!
Yeah, that wouldn't have helped.
Anyways. Okay,
let's stick with a 2, buddy.
As you get up to this desk, try to open it, and it is completely locked and jammed. And you can kind of sense that when you tried to pull it, it pulled out a little bit, but then almost like shoved itself back in.
That's
so you're sensing a little bit of arcane with this. Galaxy, is there anything that you want to do?
Can I come up next to him and help him open the desk?
Okay, now you can do an investigation check.
We had 20.
That'd be sick.
What are you doing, bro? It's so simple. It's just gonna be this.
It's not okay. That bad. So 12s in a row. You like right? Kind of like this it. Has so this is kind of like a teacher's desk. Has 2 drawers on one side, 2 drawers on the other. One's a little bit bigger than the other ones at the very bottom. And then there's one that's smack in the middle, like right across where the legs would go underneath. As you, like, literally go right up to it, you open up the right one completely. And the left one actually opens up and just hits Raz almost like it's reactive. You don't take any damage or anything like that. Don't worry about that.
You die instantly from a desk.
Inside of this...
it was actually me the whole time.
Inside of this... Yes. Inside of this is actually a bunch of little pieces of paper, and it looks like something of... like, portions and parts of a notebook that have been, like, completely ripped up and almost, like, shredded by hand. And it's kind of strewn out between there. You do notice, like, from your diary and how most, like... bound books are the size of the bind that's in here. There is not enough paper in this to be just for here. Like, this is a portion of the paper from this diary or from this journal or from this book, but not enough to where it would be the entirety of it.
And it's pretty illegible. So I want to pocket the scraps, but if it's pretty illegible,
it's illegible in the sense of, like, it's just, I mean, it's, like, shredded. Like, if you picked up a bunch of shreds, you'd be like, oh, look at it. I can't read any of this, and then put it back. So you can pocket the scraps and take,
pocket
I would
scraps.
Say, like, a good 4 or 6 hours
attack.
At some point and put them together if you'd like to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you paper pocket, exactly. I'm going to say 30 pages worth of scrap.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
30 pages worth of scrap.
Don't fall down.
The big pockets.
The big pockets.
I don't, if you want to put that in your inventory, you can. Or just remember the amount. 30 pages worth of scrap.
That's gonna write it.
Okay.
Pages of scrap.
All right. So you guys have successfully like figured out everything with this desk. What else would you guys like to do? Now, these are piled up to the point where you're going to have to like kind of climb and maneuver over some of this area to get through it all the way to the other side. And there's portions of the desks and stuff that are so built up, you would expect there to be another way out on the other end, but right now you can't see an exit.
Can I climb on top of like a bigger pile and look around?
Give me a dexterity, just a straight roll for dex.
All right. These are saving those. I don't know where that is. It won't let me click on it.
It's your 6 that are at the very top.
It won't let me click on
the
it.
Word dexterity.
Oh, wait, never mind.
We got What do we get? Okay.
There we go.
So, like the dexterous little dragonborn that you are, you kind of like this desk you've already dealt with. So you hopped up on top of here. You kind of like pole vaulted over a couple of chairs, maybe stuck some like 3-point landings occasionally, and like kind of boasted about it. You know, meandered and moved through a couple of pieces. And you were able to make it. You were able to make it all the way through pretty easily. Galaxy, what do you want to do?
Is there any way that I can figure out the significance of like of this classroom, like approximately, I don't know, like what it was used for?
I would say if you went to another desk, you could probably figure that. Maybe like a if you went to one of the broken desks or one of the busted chairs, you would probably be able to figure something out there with an investigation check.
Okay. Move over here.
Okay. Give me an investigation roll real quick.
That's not good.
They're never good.
Unfortunate.
If you would have got a 12, had three of those in a row, that'd be spice.
That'd be nice.
Where would I be right now? Just like on the other side of the room?
Yeah, you're on the other side of the room. So I'm going to say, yeah, you're right, like right around there.
Swag.
So looking at this busted one, it's kind of strange because how it was hit, it almost looks like it was broken with the other furniture. If that makes sense. Like there's splintering of wood, but from other pieces of furniture in the room. Yeah. Like if somebody would have taken like a plank of wood from something else or a chair and busted it on this desk. That's how it was split.
Okay, it was on tables and ladders match.
Somebody was really mad that they lost a Rainbow Six match.
Yep. Trying to fight John Cena, but couldn't see him.
Brought all the furniture to life and had to fight.
Let me tell you something, furniture. What are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Run a table to a chair fight.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go.
So what would you like to do? Raz, if you want to do something while you're up there, you can too. By now, you have seen that there is another exit. There's an exit right to, like, right in front of you. Right there.
I'll just yell and I'm like, hey, there's a way out here.
Okay. I'm on my way.
All right. I need you to do a dexterity check.
Please don't fail. Oh, yeah. That's not a fail. That's not a fail.
All right. So you hop, skip, and a jump all the way over this. And as you like hop off of the last table, you just like just slip a little bit on something and it kind of like catches you off guard. You turn around, you do notice that there is a very strangely familiar dark oily substance on that chest. Just like barely scraped it.
In that might be for the room.
So
is that the thing that I licked?
I really hope it's not something you licked.
No, I like.
What haven't you done already? You've licked.
Yeah.
I'm sure licked. You wore a mask that you shouldn't have worn.
It's a helmet.
So
no, but it looked cool, so it's fine.
You guys are on the opposite side of here. What do you guys want to do? You want to just head on out of here?
I don't think I have anything that I can collect the oil with, do I?
The scraps!
No, you already have, you put something in the other... Oh, you put the same oil, I believe, into a vial that was from the health potion.
Yes, he did! He sure did!
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying, the room! So,
you have that oil, and it looks pretty identical to this.
Okay. And I will back away from it.
All right. Okay. So you guys move on over to this. And the door is the exact same as the other one. You guys open it up, and again, about 60 feet worth of lights pop up. Now we're going to swap over to the other crew. Oh,
here we go. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
So we gonna die. To
select y'all.
Let's go. Gonna die.
Copy. I think you guys are good at maneuvering.
Hey. What do we got? I don't like that we're in a hallway.
I don't either. I'm gonna fight some demons.
Uh oh.
All right, what do we got?
Like E1, M1.
All right. That makes you guys a little bit bigger, dear lord.
Just a schmidgen. Grab
the... That would help a little bit.
Okay. So you guys are the right tunnel. There is a grid of large sandstones all along the floor, four across and eight rows down on the right side and the left side. On the right side and the left side of the walls, it looks like a bunch of holes, all at different sizes. Some that are about a foot off the ground, some that are about 3 or 4 feet off the ground, and some more that are about 5 or 6 feet off of the ground.
Holy walls. Got it.
It's like Fall Guys.
So, yeah. What do you guys want to do?
I have a question. It might actually be what you're going to say. If I stick out my little nubs and say a projectile goes through, will I actually take damage since it just goes through me?
Yep.
What?
Ooh, okay.
Technically, it's still ripping through your person.
But I just reform, right?
You technically reform around it, but whatever is taken from you can't be, like, given back.
So in a sense, you're still losing.
Yeah, no,
essentially, when you're taking damage, you're getting smaller and smaller. And when you heal, you reform. So it's almost like a regeneration type of thing, but the regeneration isn't by yourself, it's by magical means.
I'm a freaking
essentially,
weird
imagine if Wolverine could get damaged, but only could be revived by, like, Professor X's powers to him.
He would be dead 10 times over.
Yep. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. So I'm not
You
Wolverine.
Have to have an outside being or an outside source help you to regenerate.
Okay. Then can I do I think it's investigation check to see if there's like traps or like triggers on the tiles ahead of me? Or would that be perception?
So, perception check will show you a further distance, but not as much information. And an investigation check will show you probably those four to, I would say, the first two or three rows.
I can work with that.
So what do you want to run?
I'll go with the first two or three rows to see if I can find any booby traps.
All right. So roll an investigation check.
Show me the boobies! Dang it.
Didn't work that time.
I did not see any boobies.
You look out. And the lighting is kind of, you know, iffy. Even with your dark vision, it still just shows, like, shades of gray and black past that.
50 shades.
So you're not...
why not?
You're not seeing any changes within the tiles specifically.
Okay.
Slabs of sandstone.
All right, I'll let the other guys do their stuff before I do another thing.
Hey, Glicks.
Yeah?
I have an idea, but I want to run it by you first.
I'm not going to like this idea, am I?
You might. I don't know.
Okay, let's hear it out.
We have two options with this idea.
Okay.
We can try to see if we can move up a couple rows safely.
Yeah.
And we can get you across first by throwing you if you go into a cube form.
I could definitely go into cube form.
So, okay. So I will say one thing. Cube form does not change the weight of mass.
I understand that.
Okay. I don't even think I weigh that much. Do oh wait, no, I do. I weigh like
yeah, you do.
I weigh like two. Yeah. I forgot. So, I weigh oh no, I only weigh 23 pounds. I'm 23 pounds. So yeah. As long as you can bench 50, pounds. You're good.
With that being said, it is up to you.
What was the second option?
The second option is we can throw you across from where we stand right now.
Oh! Okay.
How are your options?
Or you can just say screw this idea altogether.
Well, Zoom, do you have any other suggestions, ideas, anything that may not involve me being tossed across the mysterious hallway with holes in the walls?
No, I think we should throw you.
It's not what I wanted to hear. It's not exactly the response.
Who do you trust more?
Neither of you at the moment.
Should have gone with me. I'm from the Iron Lifter Society.
Oh crap! That's true.
Hey, once he would have done a save, magically, three members from the group would have been thrown it.
Oh, we missed the opportunity.
You would have had three more people in your party.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the same investigation check.
Okay.
Just to see if we can figure anything out.
Alrighty.
Give us a big number. Come on,
show me
memory.
The socks.
Gosh, that's worse.
And I will say, so Dev can make it, but the DC has increased.
Ah,
Dev,
it.
You want to shoot for it? You want to try it?
All right, guys, I'll save us. Don't worry.
Save us, Dev.
I swear.
Why'd you get it like a nat 20?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be
spicy. We get like a negative 5.
I just think
that'd
possible.
Be a new one.
Oh, my computer saw. That's a good sign.
It's
gonna wind it up like a jack in the box.
It's gonna be so anticlimactic.
It's gonna be hugely anticlimactic. Still waiting.
Still waiting.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Okay, dang. So we got an 8 and 2 5s.
Yep. So as right, you guys look across, every one of you, these are identical sandstones. There's no difference in shade variations. Sizing is all super similar. Some of the corners are cracked and like there's certain portions that are busted off and everything like that. But for the most part, you're not seeing any type of distinction.
Mother, father.
Now, before before we move forward, do I have to do a separate investigation check for the walls, like the holes in the walls, or was that included in my role?
No. Okay. I will say, because of that, you can do an investigation check. I'll say you're close enough to some of the holes to know, like, you could check it out.
Okay, I want to do that then real quick. Okay, that's a nat 20, let's go, baby! Well, it's not that, but it's 19. I'll take it.
So,
why couldn't you have done that the first time?
Okay, look, I had to build it up, you know?
So, you can tell within these walls, there are loaded arrows.
I can't tell if it's, like, poisonous or anything like that, or it's just arrows.
You could, however, you are resistant to it, so you're not feeling any effect from it.
Mm. But could I, like, tell that they are, like, possible poisons? How about that?
Because
I'm sure I'd recognize at least what poison looks like.
But you aren't looking at this. You're feeling this.
Okay, so how about... Okay, then let me rephrase that. I'm sure I could recognize what it would feel like or, like, look on my nubs.
Okay. You don't feel poison.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm gonna let the guys know. I'm like, guys,
so I put my little nubbles in these holes, and there are arrows in there. So somewhere across this mysterious hallway are triggers that will shoot these arrows at us. I didn't feel or sense any poison in them, so I think it's safe to say that some of these arrows don't have poison. But,
that's good to know.
I don't really...
At least the first two that you stuck your nubs in do not have poison.
Okay.
Where?
Okay.
Can I... Oh. You know what? If I take an arrow to the knee, I'm okay with it.
Well, wait. Hold on. Are the where do holes begin? Can you test the first row without being exposed to a hole?
I would say if you like... Question. If you put your foot out, then yeah, you definitely could.
Okay. Oh, I could do that just like shapeshifting then. I could be like blown up to the ground.
Glix, I'll do this one for us.
I'll
put my foot on one.
You sure? Because okay. I could shapeshift and just go across the entire row.
Right? Oh, well.
Like, I could be able to do that, right? I could
just roll then. Over them all.
Question then.
Yeah, because like first row, we wouldn't take any damage if we like just step on it. But I'd be low enough to the ground where it should be fine. I can even put mini me out there and just walk across it. Actually.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, it's still me, but
it's still you. Yeah, but
yeah, whatever damage your mini me takes is still taken from you.
Yeah.
Were you able to tell when you looked at the walls where they, like, how high up they are? To see if maybe you could go, like, maybe the first couple of rows?
So here's the thing, is at each one, there are different heights on both sides, and they all vary.
Oh,
there's some that are at a foot tall, there's some that are at a couple of inches, there's some that are about 3 inches up, they're, like... They're like they all kind of
just
reach.
The first row.
Yeah.
So just the first row?
Yes.
Okay. How big did I say this was? By 8? Okay, 2, 4, 6, 8. All right. I'm going to say you can go past. So how this will work is 2 rows at a time.
Okay.
If you do 1 row at a time, it's going to be a lower. It's not going to be a lower DC.
Higher
it's going to be the same DC all the way across. I'm just saying, for the instance of time, you can make this last longer, or you can make it last less. So
then I will go ahead and try to roll across these 2 rows then.
Okay. Where do you want to roll? You just tap it with your mouse.
So I'm right here. I guess I'm going to just go here and then here. Because from what we can tell, like, they're both high enough where if arrows shoot out, I won't take damage, right? For these two? Or is it just the first one?
The first one. Just second one, if you're rolling, you're going to take damage.
Okay. Then I'll for sure do it on the first one, then. Let me just roll for that. See if any arrows shoot out. And then I'll go.
I need you to do either athletics or acrobatics.
Oof. I'm going to do acrobatics. Okay. Show me the money. I will take that.
Hey,
solid. Nice.
So you do get past both of the rows without hitting anything, and I'm gonna say you went here, and then you went to that spot.
Okay.
So this was the first one. That was the second one.
All right. So I turn over to the guys, and I'm like, "All right, guys, no damage so far." So just go ahead and follow the same path that I took, and we can proceed forward down this hall.
So, this is where it shifts a little. I still am going to need Lucy and Zilm to make either athletics or acrobatics checks.
Okay.
Glix has lowered the DC, but that's how I'm running it.
I'll go ahead and do the athletics for at least the first row.
It's going to be both rows.
We're doing
both
rows. Okay, cool. Rows. Just to save time, too. All
right, I'll do the athletics.
Because otherwise you guys are rolling 8 times each. Okay. So you hop onto the first one, and then you hop onto the second one. You did not take any damage.
Woo!
All right, Zilm.
Great.
Athletics or acrobatics? Make your poison.
What we got?
Or pick your poison.
Show me the money.
Just don't get hit by poison. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You guys all successfully got past the first 2 rows.
Yay.
I will say, you guys are now all occupying a 5-foot space, so it's going to be a little tough. Glix, you're going to be fine to move. However, it's going to be a little bit tougher for Panda and Zilm to move off of this. Because you guys are, like, almost hugging each other, and Glix is, like, in ball form at the bottom of you.
He's, like, shifting between you guys' legs right now.
Because this is, like, a 5-foot square. However, even with the 5-foot square, the stone only takes up a certain amount of it. Mm-hmm. And the stones are all pretty close. And you guys all have weapons, packs. You have stuff all over you. So, yeah.
All right,
now for the next two.
Yeah, I'm going to do the next two. I'll do it again.
Go for it.
I'll take it. Let's go. Hot dog. Right.
Easy hop, skip, and a jump through the next two. You are going to... Hang on. I just need to move Lucy.
Yeah, I just moved myself out of the way real quick.
That's fine. That's fine. That'll be where you end up.
So. Cool.
Okay.
Now,
Lucy.
Oh, no.
You watched exactly where Glix went. However, when you stepped, because you had to like turn and maneuver from Zilm's, you just backed onto the wrong plate, and you got shot with one arrow. You're gonna
take it to the knee.
I'm going to say it's like, it was actually like right at your hip, kind of like shot into the side of your glute.
Ooh, my. That's,
yeah.
That's I pulled a Shrek.
And as it shot in, the arrow was only about that big. So it's pretty, it didn't go super deep, but it did go in there a little bit.
I didn't do that.
You're going to take 2 points of damage.
It's not too bad.
Okay. So I just go where Glix is?
Yeah. Yep, you go where Glix is.
Spice.
Okay.
All right, Zilm.
Yeah.
Come on, Zilm. See what you got. The anticipation. The build-up. Right when the music dies. It's all coming together.
Show me the
money. You said acrobatics or athletics?
Yep, acrobatics or athletics, whichever one.
Okay.
So you saw where Zilm like went, and at first you were actually gonna step out onto it, and you're like, "Nah, I'm kidding." And you hopped onto the right one, then hopped on with the other guys. You did not take any damage.
Ooh. Sick.
Y'all there?
All right.
All right.
One more Next. Time. Okay. It's not a 20, but.
You're lucky that was the DC.
I'm gonna move over here.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. You just roll your way right through there.
Double, hop
on one, hop on two. So now Lucy, it's up to you.
At least we know what the DC is.
I don't like that.
For me, at least.
The first set of the DC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that is my below the gosh. You're taking arrows to multiple knees.
So what happened was Glix was moving as you were looking at Zilm almost step on the wrong pressure plate. Mm-hmm. And the little bit of like anxiety just freaked you out for a split second. You did not see how Glix got there. You take one step, and then when you're moving over to Glix, you accidentally step on another one. And you're going to take 4 points of damage.
Oh, jeez. So after seeing this, I'm going to relay to Zilm, like,
hey, make sure you go here and then here.
Okay. Zilm, you're going next. You're going after Glix next time.
All right. So, Zilm, now it's time for you to make your roll.
Okay. Easy. It's all because of my direction. All because of my direction.
100% because of your directions.
All right. Last one then, huh?
Yep, last set.
Show me the money.
What is the troll?
Yo, boy.
Someone's astronomically lucky.
Yo, boy. It was. It's because I'm just adorable slime.
All right. I'll go next.
It's just straight across. I'm telling them. It's straight across. You can't miss it, guys. Oh, you missed
it.
You missed it. You got a nat one.
You fell on like four tiles. What the frick?
He pushed me.
Yes, don't go ahead of me.
All right. So Zilm, you take a step out and your God's favor just goes out the window. You know it's straight. However, you just barely press your foot up against the left side of the rock, and you get shot by one arrow. As you get shot, the abruptness from it makes you move a little bit back. You hit the right one with the back of your heel. That one shoots right into the back of your calf.
Oh, God.
And then, as you finally stumble forward, you hit just the corner of the right stone and get shot right in the bicep.
Oh my gosh.
You take 6 points of damage.
Jeez.
Unlucky.
Someone's gonna have to
but
end.
You have made it across. Okay, Lucy, the DC has drastically went down because you know exactly where everything is.
Please don't get a one. Okay. You makes it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You just walk straight across.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness.
So everybody makes it across.
That was rough to watch. That was rough to watch.
That was really
It wasn't me that time.
It's because you pushed him.
Okay. All righty then.
Look, Zil, what's my bad, man?
Yeah, huh?
Zil, go ahead and meet. Gets a one.
Real quick.
Oh man.
Okay.
I'm just again unscathed in another
It must be nice being a slime.
It's adorable.
Alright. So as both parties successfully
sort of successfully
as both parties get through their tunnel. what's crazy is the three that I didn't anticipate having problems got through with all the problems. And the two most problematic characters just went right through. Like, y'all, that was an entire room with, like, six, like, it was actually eight different types of
booby traps?
No, what are they called? The things you guys fought at the very beginning.
Mimics.
Mimics? Mimics.
Dude, mimics. There were eight mimics in that room, and you guys managed to get past all of them.
What?
All we had was little arrows.
Arrows. And we couldn't even do that.
Oh,
yep.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm scared for
there
us.
Was,
five chairs, there was two tables, and one desk was what you guys would have had to fight. Granted, they weren't like the mimics from the last one, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, regardless, so, holy crap.
Well, I had these set up. I never in a million years thought you guys were going to split. So, like, the fact that you guys split, I was like, I'm not editing it. Like, that's what they did. That's what their problem was. Like,
they're going to have to deal with it.
All right. So I'm going to shift you guys over to here. I did not build anything for this because a majority, well, we'll see. So the last room that you guys first.
Why is Raz's health low?
Oh, I don't know. It might just have to be edited. What's your full? It's fine. We'll deal with it later. So as you guys make your way through these hallways, it starts to open up. You see light starts to appear. At the very, very end of both of your guys' tunnels. My bad. And the first to get into there are Galati and Raz.
Of course.
You guys slowly move yourselves into this room. And this is a very large atrium. You come out onto like a large stone platform. It's similar to looking out, there's a ledge on both right and left side. Essentially, there's a giant horseshoe of a balcony that lines all the way across this. just in front of you guys is the platform, and then two sets of spirals, not spiral staircases, two sets of, what is that? Cambered? I think that's what the word is.
Just curving.
Yeah, curved staircases that move down onto this straight plat floor room. I would say Galaxy and Raz, like, you guys kind of get in there. You guys start to hear that there are voices in here. And at the very end, there are some people. So do you guys want to maybe, like, pull a little bit of stealth or anything like that?
Yes, that is my specialty.
Okay.
I don't like this.
I'm going to say...
Moments before disaster.
I'm going to say, based on a party I was going to have... Raz, you're going to roll stealth for both of you guys. Because it's the idea of, like, you know, you're the head. Like, yeah, like, follow with me. So, Raz, roll your stealth.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
What do we got?
That was 10.
Oh, you got a nat wood. Are you kidding me? You had one job.
That is my specialty, huh?
That is my specialty. Trips.
No, he just, like, yells, "That's my specialty," and then falls running into, like, all of the freaking curtains and, like, statues, knocking them all on the floor. Like,
okay, so Raz, as you walk out, you see that, okay, you like, we need to be stealthy. So you prepare yourself, you, like, ready it, and you're like, "Galaxy, follow me." You walk forward, and you bump into Galaxy, both of you guys falling flat on the floor. And because of this, there's a chair in the other room that does awaken and starts gnarling. Like, just gnawing. And, like, Raz, you turn around, you see that the chair is, like, and the chair just starts, like, just full on opens up and starts, like, running towards the door. And you kick the door, slam it shut, knowing full well that there has been plenty of sound going out into this large atrium of a room.
I just got one question.
There's some individuals at the very, very front.
Don't.
That all have now turned and are facing the main entrance. And you do hear somebody say, like, "Oh, who is that?" Right, we go check that out. And so there are two guards that are now moving towards across the atrium. Now, this is like the size of a church. It's about a 200-foot wide area. Like, this is a very large, like, built-up atrium. I would say it's about 200 feet from where you are to where the individuals were circled. And then it's about 100 feet wide. The balcony is about 15 feet wide all the way around on both sides. And the ledges are mostly, like, stone slotted with an occasional pillar that runs up. So, being the stealthy person that you are, you could potentially run to one of those pillars and hide. There are also pews the closer you get to the groupings. But you're going to have to move stealthily to get away.
Stealthily.
This is just still you two. The three have not appeared yet. It's just you two. And you are now... There are two individuals now walking up to you at a pretty brisk pace because there was a lot of commotion.
So make a stealth roll because I want to do that. Both of
you guys now have to make stealth rolls. I was going to have it just be one as a party. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Where was that roll the first time?
Like, seriously. Where was that the first time? And
dude, I thought you guys were going to make it.
All right.
I am.
Yeah.
This is stressing me out a little bit.
Okay, so now, He's gone.
Raz, in a full-out sprint, Raz, like, drops onto all fours for the first time. Galaxy is like, "What?" And Raz just bolts, like, instantly. And it's only his claws that are touching onto the ground. Like, super crazy.
Jeez.
and he manages to go as fast as possible across, doing full double dash. So about 120 feet just to the end of the risers, and manages to like drop down, slide underneath the pews, and is now like, come here. Galatine starts booking it, trips on his own foot, and lands. The guards now notice that there have been movement away from the main entry towards this side. So you can infer that they now believe that there are people on this side. Their pace has now increased. And I will say you got 30 feet. They have moved 60 feet. And they're now getting into the middle of the room, and you're about a quarter of the way towards the pews. I'm going to need you to...
Oh, my gosh.
Athletics or acrobatics check, because at this point you have to run, and you are out, you are past stealth. They believe that there is someone up here.
Good lord.
So Galaxy, I need acrobatics or athletics from you.
Please give him up. Does it work? Is it working?
Okay. You guys both ran as quickly as possible. You do get to the pews.
Ooh.
Just as you slide under the pews, the two guards did just turn the corner. And... Oh.
Did they see him? Did they see him? What was that?
They do not notice anything. However,
there you go.
They are going to move towards that area a little bit more. So I'm going to say, because you guys are both together now, Raz can make a check, and you can assist him by adding your stealth modifier to his stealth modifier. So Galati, what's your stealth mod?
1.
Okay. So Raz, you're rolling it as your regular, and then you're going to add 1 on top of that. That's going to be your guys' stealth for staying under these pews.
So +1 to whatever this is.
Yes, +1 to whatever that is.
So essentially +5.
Oh, no.
So you rolled an 11.
Or 11.
Oh, no.
I'm really nervous. Okay.
What do we got? They're clueless.
So you guys are these guards go SOBs. Right up to the pews. They go right up to the pews, and they're like moving around, kind of. And in between the pews, there's some. So what it is like the front portion is closed, but then if you go on top of like where the seating is, there's a little bit of a space that's open, and then a back to the actual pews. These guys literally like take out their swords and just start like stabbing into those slots.
Oh my god.
Just moving along to see if they can find anybody. They move through the first set of pews. You guys are on the second. Oh. And you're underneath the actual pews.
Oh.
So they stab through. You can hear the clinking of metal up against the wood on the right side of you. You can hear that. And Raz, as you're kind of laying there as quiet as possible, you see that Galati's horn is just a little bit past. You grab Galati, like full on cover his mouth and keep him there as quietly as possible. The guards like start looking around. He's like, I swear I heard somebody. He's like, no, you're dumb. That's what you are. You're daft. We wasted all this time. You know how far away this is? We're going to walk all the way back down. Well, didn't they, like, build something, like, you know, to go around, like, towards this side? No. They didn't think that in the Architectural Digest. And then they both, like, start slowly walking away and move away. You guys are in the clear.
Holy crap.
The other set of three, I need one of you to make a stealth check. And you guys are at a pretty decent-sized DC due to the fact that these guys are now walking towards you. And you guys are about to exit out.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, I can roll it, but Dev, like, how's your stealth looking?
Mm-mm.
I have a 7 on my stealth.
Dang,
I'm gonna bow out on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at -1.
So one of you two,
W skill.
One of you two can add your modifier to him. I am recommending it not be Panda.
Nope.
Okay. Zomes, it's on you, buddy.
So I can roll unless Zomes is better than mine. Zomes, is your stealth better than mine?
I mean, it has to be better than mine.
Sure. Okay. So then I'll roll. You just add your modifier to mine.
All right. Well, Dev, what's your modifier?
The number next to it?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay. So you are rolling at a 7. You are rolling at a 7.
Okay.
Sorry, Glix. Okay.
I'm going to try.
Positive vibes. Positive vibes.
I'm going to tell you what the sock. DC.
Skill issue.
And let me give you the lucky sock.
So.
I know we didn't make it.
You are on the right side. The hard factor for you is that these hallways, they magically light up. So as these guards are walking, they do notice that the, which from their perspective, it is the left one, the left tunnel that you guys are coming out of. They see that finally there's a little snuff from the last set. And the guy's like, oh my God. Did someone mess with the lights again? And like, no, I don't think so. Is it? Look, there wasn't anything over here. Maybe they went around the other way. So, I now need all of you guys to make an individual stealth roll.
Oh!
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
This is not looking too good. Oh my God! Oh, Dev! You were the one without the negative. What's going on?
All right. So, same situation. Glix, you immediately become a ball, and you're just, like, speed rolling. Like,
gotta go.
The sphere droids from, like,
the droidicons. Star Wars. The droidicons. Just,
like, as quickly as possible.
Bye, guys.
I tried to do that, and I failed.
Yeah. Lucy, you are booking it as quickly as possible. You actually do make it. However, your like spear snags you like as you're trying to like slide underneath the pews, and you're like, Hua! And then you like finally you pull it back under and like get underneath there. Zil, however, you are running now. Zilm has some pretty hefty armor, and Zilm notices that the armor, as he's running, just going the entire way through. Zilm, you're now going to have to make either an athletics or acrobatics check.
Oh my gosh. This is rough. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
So you managed to run as quickly as possible. You're like kind of like picking up part of your breastplate, like moving certain things so that it doesn't make as much noise. And then because everyone else has slid, you're like, that would look cool. You drop, but as you drop, it just goes, all of the armor flies against the ground.
Please tell me there's sparks.
Oh yeah, there were definitely sparks. At this point, the group that was up at the very front is now looking directly at this whole area. And the guards are shuffling at a very alarming rate to see if they can do, see if they can get to this area. So they are
going to...
Can
we see each other from here? From here?
No, you guys cannot. However, you did hear all of that. Like, you heard the, and then you heard the... Like, whole time.
I would just like to imagine that I made it before everyone, and I'm just like, okay, I'm safe. And then everyone just made all those noises.
Lucky. So, again, these guards get all the way up there. He's like, dude, I swear I heard somebody. He's like, I swear, if we look through here and there's no one, I'm giving you to the Grandmaster and you're getting fired. He's like, no, but, like, you know, we don't fire people. We kill people. He's like, at this point, you deserve it. Like, we're past the point. At this point, you've wasted so much time. This isn't even my cardio day. It's like, fine, we'll check. So, again, You guys can hear the clanking of swords against the wood in this area the entire time. They didn't see anything as somebody was going, but they definitely heard. So that was the roll to move up to it. Now they have their roll to see who they hear. And I'm doing it based on Glix's. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Glix, everyone is now together. You can make an additional stealth roll. My bad. I forgot about that.
All right, so I have to make an additional stealth roll.
You do.
You got this, Glix. I believe in you.
You shouldn't have believed in him.
I was so distracted by the freaking chain armor.
At this
dude.
Point, I'm gonna look at Gal with one of those like slit eyes where I'm just like, kind of like I know what they.
Wait, are you trying to impersonate me? Identity theft is a serious crime.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to say...
Because I made it that.
That, as you guys are doing that, Lucy and Zilm, both of you guys are like all... Everyone is all crowded in. You guys are all in this one area. However, the spear from Lucy's does cling one more time.
Why is it?
And they
why
definitely,
can't it be Zilm?
Somebody's hearing that. Now, I will say the other party has heard this now as well. And you guys do hear you guys do hear like the guard's like, no, there's definitely somebody in here. And he's like, nah, I think I heard something too. So they're gonna make a roll.
You're gonna get paid in like 15 minutes, just say no.
What do we got? Oh,
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Oh, this is the most stressful encounter.
So, we really are the problematic bunch.
They like stab through on the first row, same as they did the other way. And then the other guy, he turns and he's like, you know what? You screwed up last time and you only went through the first row. We didn't even check the other rows. So I'm going to check the other rows. And he starts stabbing.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to need all three of you to roll a d6. No additional modifiers or anything like that.
Okay. I don't know what this means, but it's not a low number.
Okay. As they're, like, stabbing through, Glix.
No.
You feel a jab right into you.
Do I, like, morph out of it?
You're not morphing out of it, but luckily there's not enough tension to where they believe that they hit anything. And they pull back, and the guy's like, I swear I oiled this. Like, gosh. He goes like that. You are going to take...
Oh, jeez. It's got to be, like, what, 1 or 2 damage?
17.
That's okay, 2. I'll take it, 2.
It's actually 4.
No.
It's 1d4 plus 4.
No.
It's essentially a dagger, and I had their dex very low. So you take 4 points of damage.
I'll take it. Why? Why? Why is our group the problematic one?
Y'all stress me out so bad. Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. So you guys are now... You guys are now super close to this main area where you see people all huddled. The guards are now walking away. They're going to start walking back down. Looking out past the ledge on both sides, you guys have now seen each other, realize what had happened. And below you is a group of 6 individuals all wearing the very familiar Auric Society mask. 5 of the individuals are about the same stature. Some of them are a little bit ranging in different heights and stuff like that. There is one individual you can definitely tell has a lycan form to him. Like, definitely, like, a lot more hunched. He's on hind legs. The mask still is sitting, however, except it's just his head looks a little bit bigger on that. What? Did you want to say something, Lucy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just freaking out.
However, you guys cannot see any facial features. whatsoever or hair because all of the hoods up are all the hoods are up as well. Looking out now, since you guys can actually take a look at the room, the lower level has rows upon rows of pews. Some of them are busted and broken. All of them look like the exact same ones you guys have all been hiding under for the last 5 to 10 minutes. So the place looks like it was pretty abandoned. However, you guys are so close that you do see that the six individuals are preparing an altar for something. Candles are being laid out in certain positions and lit as well. And you start to all hear a conversation. Now, I'm going to do a quick little dialogue portion. And then I'll let you guys know when it's all done. So, one of the first individuals starts to pipe up and says, I understand the idea behind this, but using an owlin is a bit on the nose, do you not think? I agree. I mean, the masks eerily match that of an owl. That is who he chose, and that is who it shall be. After all, it's for the greater good. Now, those were from the same three on one side. There are two additional people that are kind of like prepping, but they aren't having any dialogue. These are from, there's three on the far side of the altar, and then the larger one that looks more Lycan-esque is sitting here. And you hear the Lycan one now start to speak. I find it amusing, honestly, that he would go this avenue. After all, when he attended the school all that time ago, he could have been an owlin. His form has become so arcane that I'm not even sure if he remembers. Do not question his memory. He has, and he was, in line to be the Oracle. Or have you forgotten that, Fang? Now, there's no reason to get snappy with each other. We are here for a purpose. Yes. To finally bring him back and restore what needs to be done with the school. You know, I did meet your son the other day. We may be seeing him soon in our next meetings, I might add. Simple enough to induct in. After all, it's all for the greater good. I'll admit, I was skeptical of throwing him into this mess. I know Grayson was out trying to get new recruits as well. Perhaps this Harry Potter was one of them. The masks are ridiculous. We all know who we are. Why do we have to wear them? It's the tradition, Fang. When the ritual is complete, then they can be removed. And then they all start kind of talking back and forth. I'm going to say I need Galati, Lucy, and Glix to all make history checks.
Ah, come on. Get me some good rolls. Wow. At least I don't have that.
Hey.
Holy crap. And,
oh, okay.
Finally a good one.
Bro remembers all.
For real.
So, this actually works because Galaxy's on one side, Glix is on the other. You guys did pass the DC.
Woo!
Galaxy and Glix. Both of you guys realized that the voice that was talking, that was like pronunciating everything very distinctly, and that started the conversation, that was Professor Lang.
Oh.
That you would know from Witherbloom.
Question.
Lucy, yes.
Can I ask, since I'm next to Glix, can I ask him, since I didn't pick anything up, can I ask him if he recognizes anybody?
Yeah, you can ask him.
Okay. Glix.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody's voice down there?
I think one of the gentlemen in the masks is Professor Lang from, what was it, Witherbloom?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was the woman that was talking.
Okay. Yep. It's Professor Lang from Witherbloom.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now you guys are seated at the top portions of this, now looking down. you start to see that Gray Fang, like, moves away, starts going towards the area that's underneath you three. He just starts going towards that. And then he kind of turns. There is a large curtain that was dropped from right behind the, right behind this altar. And there was about, like, maybe 5 to 10 feet of distance from where the individuals, the three that were talking, and the curtain. Grayfane walks over and finds the reins and starts pulling this curtain. Now, this curtain looked very new compared to the remainder of this room. The curtains, like, before there wasn't actually any curtains anywhere. Everything was pretty stone, looking a lot like a kind of like an ancient ruins type of feel. Most of the cloth and everything had been deteriorated or was like shambles and just strings pretty much. He starts pulling this. You guys start to see a very large mural with a singular hole in the center that comes to an oval shape almost. At the very top sits a mock of the same stone you had seen on the helmet that you put onto the suit of armor. And you are now realizing that this mural looks a strangely similar to the same mask. However, there is now what looks like lines of some type of like blood droplets that are kind of moving around on the same sides and then up, and it's in a language that none of you recognize whatsoever. Except, well, Raz recognizes the symbols as the same ones that you saw in the library. Like primordial demonic type of lettering. But again, I mean, the way that you looked at that, you're like, you lean over to Galaxy and you're like, dude, they put a recipe on the wall. Like, this is a recipe for food. So that's what you guys are now seeing. So what would you guys like to do? You guys are now on the top levels of both of these areas. There are the three individuals that are sitting on one side. Gray Fang has now walked over. And make a perception check, actually.
Everyone?
One person from each party.
I'll make it for ours. Side.
Okay.
I'll make it. Galaxy, what's your...
Do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Because my perception's a 4.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mine is a 4 as well, so let's do that.
You do it.
I gave y'all an option to let me do it.
This is what happens when we don't have Panda doing the roles.
So,
I gave you the choice. You said go for it.
I thought it'd be good.
Side doesn't see it. Because it's actually, like, it's over towards this side where Gray Fang walked. Glix and Raz, though, you guys notice that there is Harry Potter.
I was about to ask.
On the floor, in the back corner, pretty close to where Gray Fang is. So now you guys are all seated and sitting there. What do you guys want to do? No.
I don't like this at all.
I mean, realistically, they could relate the information to us, no?
Really? Oh, I see.
If we're all up sitting, they know we're there. They could come to us and tell us that.
Yeah, they're going to have to go all the way around the atrium and then go to the other side. Okay.
That's
going to
be a lot.
That's going
to
be a lot.
Stealth checking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're going to have a stealth check to the entrance and then a stealth check from the entrance to you guys.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to, it is going to be a combined stealth check. It's not individual. So it's up to you guys. If you guys want to bring the party together or keep it separate.
You know what?
Wait, so I'm with Raz right now?
No.
This
is with Lucy and Zilm.
Okay, because you sent me earlier about the when we saw
who. And Galahad here together.
Okay, so I didn't see.
I'm gonna nudge Galati and be like, "You see, that's Huri." Like, just letting him know.
Try to go down there.
Just letting Gal, no, but
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I don't like this. Oh. I don't.
I think we should probably get the gang back together. So I was gonna say we should go tell the others.
If you say so.
I want to do something, but I don't know if it's a good idea. All
right, if you say so, we'll do that. So, all
right. So I'm gonna need we'll Raz this. Make a combined stealth check.
So this will be plus one to whatever this roll is.
Yep. Why'd you do a survival?
That's survival.
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah. Dude, gotta reroll.
Please, please give him like an equivalent to that. Oh boy.
It's the same modifier. I feel like it should count.
Okay. That's better. Okay. Let's go.
That's better. That was what I called it.
So,
thank you.
You guys both quietly and consciously, you like hug the back wall and move all the way across, staying low so that any type of vantage point, you guys couldn't even be seen all the way across. Now, you guys are now going to have to run across where it opens and where the like staircase goes down. So this is going to be the next stealth check.
Need one more all stealth. Right, come on, treat me good. It did.
Okay, yeah, let's go. There we go. Easy. That's good stuff.
Easy hop right past it. And last stealth check to get to this party.
Last one. Come on. Come on.
Oh boy. Come on.
Close this order.
Show me the money.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. All right. Way to go, Raz.
You guys successfully all get in there. And I'm going to say, like,
it's my specialty.
Because of how quiet they are, Glix, Zilm, and Lucy, you guys are all like talking amongst each other. And then Raz just like slides right in, like right next to you guys.
Hey, how's it going?
That sounds about right.
So you guys are all now back together. You can decide what you guys want to do.
Hey,
just letting you guys know, Hoori is up there.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh yeah!
oh yeah!
Cannon,
cannon! The Kool-Aid man busts through the wall,
and we're all saved and live happily ever after.
Oh, if
okay. So,
W ending.
Guys, okay, so
we gotta go save Hoori.
I will. Okay, I'm probably gonna regret this.
Okay,
I'm gonna regret this, but I'm gonna go down and try to see if I can't like get closer to Hoori without anybody noticing.
Because everyone's still there, right?
Yeah.
So you're still okay. So essentially, I'm gonna do it like this.
Okay.
You guys are. This is what the room looks like.
Uh huh.
All around in here is where they are. They are right here. You guys are right here. You have to go all the way across and then go all the way through all these pews to get right here.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
I'm not going to say it's not happening. I'm just letting you know for a visual aspect because you don't have it. That is what it looks like. I will say to Glix and Raz, you guys do remember that the two guards had talked about, like...
Are you talking about Galatine and Raz or me and Raz?
Oh, I'm sorry. Galatine and Raz. So, Galatine and Raz, you guys remember that when you guys were being poked at and prodded at by a sword from somewheres, the two individuals were talking about why there wasn't a hidden passageway because of how close it was. So, that is something that you guys could possibly look for or check around. They were two guards that weren't in Auric masks, so more than likely they haven't been in here a lot.
I'm going to vote wait. I'm going to let them know. Let's see how things play out to see what else might transpire, if we might learn more. Because if we go down there and try to rescue Hoori, we might find ourselves.
We most likely will die. Is there anybody
peeking out and still like watching the group, or are you guys all still underneath the pews?
Can I see through?
I'll peek out.
Can I see through it, or is it like they're all?
Well, you have to all be peeking up, and like you have to like purposefully be doing that. You can't see much because it's like, okay, the pews are like this, so you're looking straight out. Okay. It's like you would have to like maneuver yourself to look.
I guess since they've said that Huri is there, I'll be peeking.
Okay. You do notice that Gray Fang has walked over and has now like picked up Huri and is now walking him towards the platform that's at the center.
Okay. I'm gonna let them know that, and okay, guys, they're taking Huri up to the center. I don't think we have much time.
They're about to sacrifice him.
So y'all can stay here, but I'm gonna go down.
I do have a bow.
Okay. We need to devise a plan, intricate plan, guys. Okay, so who has long range attacks?
We don't have time to develop a plan right now.
We do.
They're going to
right
sacrifice
now.
Huri.
Huri is about to
I am going.
We can do a plan.
I am going.
Dark Lord.
So Huri has now been laid onto the altar.
I'm going. I'm going.
Oh god.
I'm going.
So are you? How are you going? Are you jumping? Are you running? What are you doing? I need to know.
I'm going to run. I'm going to try to run down there.
So you're going
to
run around.
Okay. I'm going to run around and run
Dev,
down there.
You were saying something. What were you saying?
No, I was saying like, we could try to draw people away from like...
Exactly.
All like a grouping and then have you go in there and then maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Question is
how many
we're up at the top and we'd have to come down like this, right, to the center? Yes. Or is it just one way?
So it's a U shape in the middle. So okay, so again, back with this.
Yeah.
This is where you guys are. Here is where the here
she just did like a U. Like this is a U, man.
Like this. Yeah. So here is where the stairs lead down and then you go out into the area.
I'm still Lucy's still hellbound.
Okay, so Lucy has gotten up and is like booking it.
How many people are down there?
As
six, right?
Okay, so the amount of people, there is two guards that have been like just meandering around through the pews.
Okay.
There are the three people on the side of the altar that's with their backs to the mural. There's Gray Fang, which now has put Huri down, so he's on the front of the altar with his back to the staircase. And then there are two additional just orc people that are on the right and the left side of the altar that are like holding candles.
Question, real quick.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Can I get something that only I know I have in my inventory before I run? Like, can I take it out?
Yep. I'm gonna say you can do that.
Okay. I'm assuming you're understanding me when I say that. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
So I'm going to grab that item out of my bag and I'm going to run down.
Okay.
And right before I run into any eye shot of them, I'm going to use that item.
Okay.
Okay.
So there's going to be a perception check.
Okay.
With a DC of 10 for them to see what you put on.
So okay.
I need everybody to make a perception check.
Including me?
Not you.
Okay.
You are booking it.
There we go.
Here we go.
Oh,
I guess his party group sees what's happening.
No secrets here, my friend.
All right.
Oh, I wasn't planning on there being any secrets.
So
on this one,
as you guys, because once he booked it, you guys all stood up and like tried to see where he was going. You saw him reach into his bag, take something out, and as he's turning to go down the steps, you now see that Lucy has an Auric Society mask on his face.
Hey, what?
And that is where we're going to end it for tonight's
Ayo,
session.
What? Yo!
Wait a second. We thank you all for joining us for this this additional session. Strixhaven Orphan Society, catch us every other week. If you need your fix next week,
I can't.
Just head on over to our YouTube channel, check out the Green Cloak Adventures. Other than that, Happy New Year, and we wish you all very well. And good night, y'all.
At least New Year.
I'm freaking out.
Bye.